And Students' Congress SASCO says it's had enough of youth unemployment. It held an alliance march against youth joblessness today, and it brought together young people from the ANC Youth League, COSATU, young workers and even school pupils for the cause. SASCO Deputy President Luyanda Tenge is on the line to us. Luyanda, good evening to you, or good afternoon, and thank you for your time. Tell me what specifically you were calling for today.
Thank you very much, Joanne. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me this afternoon.
Yeah, so tell me, what were you actually calling for by holding this march today?
Come again?
What were you calling for as you held this march today?
Okay, look, South African Student Congress, SASCO, in the province of Gauteng, has decided to have march against unemployed a march that is about unemployed graduates, that is about youth unemployment. And it decided to approach the YCNSA, the COSAT Young Workers, ANC Youth League, and the COSAT. So we are here today. We started at the Mineral Council, which is the private sector, and now we are here at the Kenya Forces. We want to deliver our memorandum. Our memorandum, amongst other things, is entailing issues that young people and students in particular across the province, which it happens across the country. One of those particular issues is that we have many people who have graduated in TVET colleges and in universities that they are looking for jobs. And their hope when they went to these institutions of higher learning was that they are going to get skilled and they are going to get employment after they have graduated. But it is not the case. After they have graduated, they go to their communities, they are languishing there, they don't have any direction to move forward because they are not getting employment. Now we have decided to approach both government and private sector so that we can be able to converse and start about to discuss on how young people must be employed. Because the reality of the matter, these young people we are talking about are young people who are educated and are young people who believe that they are supposed to be in these offices. They are supposed to be people who are employed because of their hope when they went to these institutions of higher learning. But secondly, is the issue that relates to those who are currently doing their in-service training. Because yes, the reality of the matter is that you would have people who, some of them, in particular those who are coming from TVET sector, they would, before they are finishing their diplomas, they would be required to do 18-month in-service training so that they can be able to get their diplomas.
Mm-hmm.
We are calling for both public sector and private sector to stop this tendency of actually making these people who are doing their in-service training in these offices to be people who are making keys for the bosses of these offices. They must skill them. They must make sure that in that 18 months, they get out with the skill that is required, that sort of, out of a person who is a human resource manager, out of a person who is an electrician. So we want to make sure that we are addressing these particular issues to the public sector and the private sector in making sure that our people, they don't suffer these particular tendencies in moving forward. But thirdly, is the issue that relates to the Z83, which is entailed and is part and parcel of our memorandum. Remember, the fourth industrial revolution is at our doorstep. And it can't be the case that each and every time for one to get employment must first fill Z83 manually. We are saying Z83 must be digitalized. We are saying so that our people can be able to fill Z83 form using their technology instead of using manually. The fourth issue amongst the many issues that are in our memorandum is an issue that relates to the fact that government would say our people, for them, when they are applying, when they are with their CVs, they must have certified copies of their documents from police station. We are saying that 3 months that is there it must be swept off. The legislation must start to discuss the fact that a certified copy of document or any document that must be submitted for one who is applying for a job, it must be for 9 months. It must stop to be 3 months, because this is costly. And our people, from time to time, they suffer. They don't have this money. They cannot be able to go to these places and make these photocopies because it's expensive.
So what I'm saying,
government must do away with that 3 months, must start to implement 9 months of the certification, so that our people cannot, from time to time, be exhausted, running around looking for places to certify their documents.
All right.
Et cetera, et cetera.
All right. Okay, that's a fair point. So let me just, if you wouldn't mind, Luyanda, I'm going to come in there and ask if we can take a call from one of our listeners who has a question for you. Would that be okay?
No, it's fine. It's fine.
All right.
I would welcome questions.
All right. Sizwe from Pimville is on the line to us. Sizwe, good afternoon. What is your question for Luyanda?
My question, Joanne, is simple. What this guy is saying is simple rhetoric, simple politicking. How do you march against the reality? We are told the reality is that unemployment in this country is skyrocketed. It has gone up. It is the reality we are facing. It's not about the youth. Either. It's not even about the elderly people. It's the reality of unemployment. You know, this tendency or culture of marching takes us nowhere. Number two, he's marching against his own message. It's something of their own creation. They voted for the party that is bent on corruption and destroying the country's economy. And this is where we are. They keep on voting for them.
All right. Sizwe, let's put that question to Luyanda. A very, very pertinent question there, Luyanda. I mean, I can understand your frustration as youth, but is, in addition to what Sizwe has said, is a march really the best way to shock your elders into action? Luyanda, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm still there.
Give me a succinct answer to Sizwe's question, please.
Okay. Look, now, one other thing, Luan, that I think is important, more particular for us as young people. We must never, ever, in any given point in time, when we are raising genuine issues of young people in our country, found smuggling ourselves in the politics. Well, the reality of the matter is that this young person, if he's young, is asking a question in relation to the politics of the ANC. And we're not talking about the fact that ANC will vote for it or what. What we're saying is that we are mobilizing all young people across all walks of life.
All right.
Be it we're ANC, be it we're not ANC.
All right, Luyanda, I'm going to. Yeah, I'm going to leave it there, Luyanda. You know, unfortunately, you're not answering the question. It was a very pertinent question indeed, and your answer is fiercely inadequate. But that was Luyanda Tenge. He is the deputy president of SASCO.